This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Two choices here, Mo. Let me throw a hypothetical at you. It's a choose-your-own-adventure, okay?
Okay.
You're on a cruise ship. You're having the time of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're right up next to the, sort of the edge of the cruise ship, but you're hanging with all your friends. You guys are having a great time. You're drinking and everything. Somebody next to you falls over the cruise ship, falls off the boat, into the water. Now you got one of two things you're going to do. Either you're going to continue partying with your friends and just pretend, man, what a hassle that looks like. Continue to party with your friend. Or are you going to run across the ship and get a life preserver and throw it to this person you don't even know?
If I see the life preservers right there?
Yep.
I'd absolutely go over there and throw it.
What if you don't?
I think that makes you
a pretty terrible person.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in this analogy, the cruise ship is Cassie's life. Okay. And Cassie has fallen off the edge of the cruise ship and she is in the ocean right now.
My girl's drowning.
She is drowning right now. And Kristen is watching this happen and has come in today with a life preserver for her in the form of smudging.
The difference is if you're on a cruise ship and you don't throw the life preserver, it's manslaughter. My life is just man's laughter right now.
I mean, it's been, you guys, if you haven't been following this, we're not talking about a series of bad luck for a month or 2 months or 3 months. We're now going on mostly bad
energy.
Luck. Yeah, yeah, energy. For 3 years.
Yeah, and there are some big things and some small things. And it's just everybody faces struggles. But it's like whenever one of the big things comes around, a bunch of small things going wrong in the worst way happens, where it's so much that it goes from just being like a trivial annoyance to big, like this part of this deluge.
Life is full of peaks and valleys. You've been stuck in a valley for quite some time, and it's time we pull you out.
Valley of the shadow of death.
Yes. Yeah. You in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found out I'm a witch, and it's all because I started my period the day of the eclipse. And apparently the lunar or the solar eclipse pulled my period 3 days early, and so I have white witch power. And so I want to use my power for good, and I'm like, This is my first task, is to get you out of the trenches, get you out of the ditch, get you out of the valley, pull you out of the ocean, and get you back safely on the cruise ship so we can continue to drink our bottomless margaritas, okay?
All right, Mo, to just make you feel comfortable, this is a good white witch.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, thank you. Because I appreciate you thinking about me.
You're safe here.
All right.
I don't go to Indiana State University, okay?
Okay.
Whoa. Don't know that story. You need to listen to Abby Z-Buzz, all right? All right, so here we go. I did a lot of digging on the internet. I went to a store called Phoenix and Dragon. I bought some items for you. We are gonna make this happen, okay? We are going to turn your luck around. I'm going to give you a step-by-step to-do list. And then after the show, because I don't think the engineers would appreciate smoke in the studio, you and I are going to go outside and I'm going to smudge you. I'm going to even read like what I'm going to say, okay?
Have you been in that OG studio? They don't care about smoking.
Whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking it.
Just say it's a vape pen. It'll be fine.
All right. So here we go. What you're going to do, step one, you're going to go home. I know you're in an Airbnb, but you got to go to your house where those five trees hit your house and fell on the roof, all right? You're going to go home and turn all the lights on in your home. Every single one, so the negative energy can't hide, okay? Then you're going to sprinkle sea salt in the corner of each room. It's going to take a minute, but do it. Just a little bit of sea salt in every corner and underneath the window sills, all right? Then we want to cleanse you. You've been twisting ankles. You've been headbutting garbage cans. We got to fix this. So you're going to take a salt bath. Literally 2 tablespoons of salt to a bath. Soak for just a minute and cleanse yourself. Then.
Resist the urge to stay submerged.
I haven't bathed in a while because we didn't have hot water at the Airbnb. So,
all right. So now we're going to do the curse removal of the home. So I need you to get a green candle and place it at an altar. So we'll just say there where your fireplace is, okay? You're going to spread salt in a circle.
This is a lot of seasoning for you being a white witch.
Don't worry, she'll introduce the pepper in a minute.
Happy for the win.
Oh, well played.
All right, so that was really good. You're going to get a green candle, place it at your altar, put some sea salt around it, and you're going to say, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck, I command you to leave me right now. You're going to light the green candle. You're going to visualize all the bad luck you've been having. And then you're going to say, all adversity now dissolves. Meditate, focus, visualize all the problems in your life going away. After 5 minutes, sprinkle cinnamon powder.
Oh, there it is.
On top of the salt. As you say, only good luck and positive energy flows to me now. All right? Now, that takes care of that. I got you some crystals.
Okay.
All right. So this is citrine. All right. Citrine is a powerful crystal with multiple benefits, particularly skilled at stimulating positive energy. It's been known as the success stone. All right. And it has a special power to dissolve negative energy. Here's your citrine.
It's my daughter's birthstone.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about that? And then quartz apparently amplifies any stone. So you need this, all right? You're going to, when you're there, after you cleanse the house, you're going to take these crystals and you're going to place them in the southeast corner of your home because that is the wealth corner of your home. Place the crystals there.
All right.
All right.
If these crystals don't work, I would suggest crystal meth.
The funny thing about all this is I'm not even allowed back in the house yet because they don't know if it's structurally safe.
Okay.
Wow, really?
The fire department's like, get out.
All right, now, you and I, as soon as the show is done, we're going downstairs.
Smudge me, baby.
I'm going to smudge you so hard. All right, so I have our smudge stick of sage. I have an abalone shell that we're going to put the ashes in.
Dang, you went like whole hog.
Because when we're done, you're going to take these ashes to your home and you're going to bury them outside, okay? But I have a whole smudging ritual. We're going to go outside. I'm going to smudge your mind, your eyes, your ears, your mouth. Maybe if your husband wants to get along, I'll smudge. But we covered every base. We are going to clear this negative energy. We are going to get the bad luck out and nothing but good luck and prosperity in.
Now, as an amateur witch, if you do any of this incorrectly, will it make her situation that much worse?
Well, Google didn't tell me that.
We'll find out.
Good luck. Godspeed. It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.